Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Priority Air Control.
Yeah. Is this Local Splash?
Local Splash, right. So we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Priority Air Control on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for heating and cooling near me or, you know, any of the variations, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And I'm sure that you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yep.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of the page.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area. And
yep.
As I'm sure you're aware, there are just pages and pages of heating and cooling companies in Google. But
on that
first page, there's a handful that'll fit in each area. That sounds familiar?
Yep. I was just, as you guys were calling me, I was actually speaking to another company that was selling me the same service. I just wanted to know what the price would be.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can pull that up for you. And I'm not surprised you're getting these calls today. It's because that position is open for programming in that geographic area. So they're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through to fill that open position there. Once it fills, the calls will stop, and then we can't work with anybody else in your territory. And that being said, if the 60077 is home base for you, how far – like, what does your service area look like?
I know usually you guys try to fill, like, 5 to 7 miles or so. Is that right?
No, I mean, it depends on the area. Like, some areas, there's nobody, right, for miles and miles. Like, their houses are miles apart. So it really, really depends on the area. How far do you typically travel for the work?
Well, I'm in, like, the northern Chicago suburb, so there's houses for hundreds of miles around me. I was just an hour away yesterday near the border of Indiana doing work, so I honestly up to like 40 miles, I would say, maybe even 50. You know, I've gone up to Wisconsin like an hour and a half away before, but another question I have for you, besides the SEO work you guys do, do you guys offer anything else? Like, do you guys build websites and stuff too and manage that for me or no?
Yeah, we could do that too. So we're a full service digital marketing firm and they offer everything. Everything online we're able to provide. Are you looking for something like Facebook ads or just a website?
I mean, depend, like, what would the cost be around that? Like, is there like a one-time rate, monthly rate you guys offer, or is it like whatever else I want to add to the list, you know, there's a price for?
Oh, good question. Okay, let me grab the details on what comes with the listing that I was calling about today, and then anything else that we have, I'll get you the pricing for those too. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, it's nice to meet you. Is it just, thank you. Is it just you, or are you and a partner or a crew?
It's just me. But I do work with other contractors who are just by themselves, like buddies of mine that I know that I've met working. And, you know, they get jobs. They call me if they need help. I get jobs. I call them or, you know, I usually – but the stuff I mainly focus on is, like, new installations. So that's what I like to do. So I can get that done on my own sometimes for the most part. If I need a hand, you know, it's not too difficult for me. But as of growing the business, it is really difficult nowadays since a lot of other companies have, you know, they're getting bought out by investment firms that have a lot of capital expenditure so they can spend the millions of dollars on ads and stuff like that and trucks and equipment and training and, you know, getting people onboarded. So for me, I like to stay small and local and do the whole word of mouth type of thing. But the one thing that I hope like separates me is that I am a veteran, so I do advertise being veteran owned and operated. So some people like that. I guess some others don't. But and I have a lot of buddies in law enforcement, so I try to tap into that and, you know, help people out in the community and help family and friends out get lower pricing, because a lot of the bigger companies are charging upwards of triple of what I charge, usually double.
I'm so glad that you told me that you're a veteran-owned company, Jonathan. First of all, I want to thank you for your service.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. And we have special rates for our veteran-owned businesses. Let me grab Andy. He's my regional manager for the area, and I'll get the rate reduced, and then I'll also get the details about everything that comes with it. Hang on just a second for me here.
Good afternoon. Thank you.